Welcome, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the UBS Global Research Pod Hub, a channel that shares insights from economists, strategists, and equity analysts on the pivotal questions and events shaping today's markets. My name is Heidi Richardson, Head of European Product Management at UBS Global Research. And today I'm hosting the latest edition of our Essentials Read series, where our directors of research are going to be discussing their favourite books and must-reads. Today I'm delighted to be joined by Jim Van Tassel, Head of Americas Research. Welcome to the podcast and thanks for taking the time.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Heidi. Looking forward to discussing great books with you.
So firstly, we're all busy and you more so than most people, I would assume. When and where do you do most of your reading?
It's a great question. A lot of my reading comes while I'm traveling. So as you know, we have extensive conferences all around the United States. I was most recently at our Financials Leaders Conference in Wisconsin. So I try to utilize the time I'm on the plane or in transit to do most of my reading. When I'm back, my reading is primarily our own research reports, of which I consume a substantial amount, as well as financial news, Bloomberg, Wall Street Journal. So books I tend to throw in my bag and try to get to them on the plane.
And how do you pick what to read? There's so much out there.
There is so much out there. I try to find things that we aren't really going to write about. Right. So we have an extensive research department. I have 310 analysts, and they're covering a lot of ground. They're covering economics, market strategy, of course, all of our company research and thematic research as well. But usually what we're not writing about is history. So I find that I can find that content as an escape in some way from the writing that we do in the department. I think to really understand the situation that we find ourselves in today, if you don't know the history or how things have put us where we are, then it's very difficult to find ideas or suggestions of how to improve things. So for me to go back and remind myself what happened, why it happened, and what were the causes allows me, I believe, to better understand our own situations today in the United States, in the Americas, and hopefully guide the department to make decisions, having some historical context, which hopefully makes it a little bit better.
Got it. And actually, now that the choice of books makes a lot of sense in terms of, yeah, you're right, the focus on history and social stuff. Are there any particular titles that you'd point people towards that have resonated well with you?
Well, I have a couple books in the list that I'm reading I've read some. I haven't finished all of them. I'm almost done with a few. But certainly, I think The Anarchy, which is a very interesting book about the East India Company and its time in India. That is both a discussion about the ills of sort of unchecked avarice at times, but also a story about perseverance and how the impact of two civilizations coming together at one time in one place can have incredible consequences. As you look at the impact that the East India Company had on the country of India at that time. So I find the characters that were involved in those years, the decisions that were made politically, the business decisions, the military decisions, so much at play over such an extended period of time that the impact is truly remarkable. And much of that impact, people would go back and take a look at, say it was quite negative. Yeah. Additionally, I wanted to read a book called Underworld, which is by Don DeLillo. I've never read him, but I've always wanted to. This is really about the 1960s in the United States, and there was so much going on at the time: civil rights, Cuban Missile Crisis, Vietnam. There was it was just a period of like post-war World War II. As I mentioned, civil rights demonstrations going on. You had incredible leaders on the stage in Kennedy and Martin Luther King. I mean, these were monumental people that had lasting impacts. There was significant changes in terms of legislation in the United States, societal upheaval. Really, it was an incredible moment in history. And I never felt that I understood it as much. This was a period in time where I think we could learn quite a bit that could potentially help us now about how people were interacting with one another in the United States, coming from very different political views, very different views on how to change things to make things better. But what did we learn from that? How did we come together? How did things change in a better way? And I think everyone always thinks, well, this moment in time is different than every other moment in time. The issues that we're dealing with are far more complicated than the issues that anyone else has ever dealt with. And that's just not the case. So as much as we can go back and try to understand how leaders navigated the late 60s, like, you know, as I mentioned, with everything that was happening, I'm trying to draw something from that in the way I think about today's period.
And is there, because I mean, a few of your other books as well touch on similar types of discussions, you know, not from the same time period, but, you know, say the social state of America with poverty in America. Is there any sort of particular key message or, you know, something that stuck with you with any of these books on a smaller scale?
I think what it is this idea that problems are not intractable. There is things you can do. But with all of it, it takes a willingness to do something about it, to step forward, to be seen, and to be visible with your ideas, right? Not just let the status quo continue to go by. I'd say that's more from the Dom DeLillo view or my view of like the civil rights movement in the United States or Vietnam movement. The End of Poverty book is sort of a deep dive into this idea that, you know, the United States continues to be the richest country in the world, and yet we have extreme poverty, and you have probably 10% of the population still living in poverty. Why is that? And what is the explanation? And we keep thinking about how we're going to spend money or what we're going to spend money on, or if you look at as a consumer country, we spend money on obviously incredible amounts of disposable products. Like how do we fix that? And these are difficult issues, no question, you know, talking about poverty or homelessness. But again, if you can go back and read, get the data and understand there is underlying symptoms and causes that can be addressed, but it requires political willpower. It also requires, I think, an ability to see both sides of the issue and to be flexible. The idea is I'm looking for books that help me to better understand bigger issues or bigger decisions that were made in history or even now that helps me frame things. We think about, you know, we think about our key debates that we discuss in our stock calls or something. The ability to frame and understand an issue dispassionately is extremely important in the research department, not just on a stock or not just on an issue affecting a company, but really everything. And so I feel like trying to tackle these bigger topics, these bigger historical issues allows me to do that.
And are there any books that spark ideas for future research themes for you or kind of the outlook for the year ahead? mean, I suppose some is what you've alluded to in terms of that historical reference, but anything in particular?
Yeah, I mean, I am going back and taking a look at, I'm looking for books on tariffs, right, to sort of better understand. This isn't the first time countries have thought about putting tariffs on trade. They've done it in the past, and you can look at the data and understand. Now, every situation has slight nuance. So I am trying to better understand how tariffs are going to influence American companies and by extension, the stock market. I consume anything I can find on artificial intelligence. However, I think that's, you know, everyone's talking about that. So yeah. I don't necessarily think that I have any greater insight into that. Although I'm trying to understand the rate of change and going back and looking at other technological developments through history. And that can be any of the products that we've seen, like, you know, the growth of the internet and how much the internet was going to make people significantly more productive and how slow, frankly, the productivity gains came from the internet. Lead me to believe that many times the productivity gains that they're forecasting for artificial intelligence will be slower than people are expecting. And therefore, the adoption and the amount of spend has been, while it has been very fast and very large, I wonder if the productivity gains not being as quickly as people are expecting will put a little bump in the road. And you can go back and look at certain historical technological gains, and you will see that there is an initial bump. And then there are people are like, OK, well, actually, what do we do with it? And how does it make it better? So I am looking for trying to read more books on historical technological inventions and where their ability, their curve really actually started to significantly benefit the spend.
Yeah, I think that's very fair. I think a few of Gareth's books do allude to that as well. I think The Coming Wave in particular gives a good historical reference, and our recently published Q series on AI actually is probably a good read to understand the current trends. But yeah,
it is. And off topic. Well, that was a very successful Q series. So big yeah. Thank you to everyone who helped us get that done, frankly.
So lastly, do you have any wildcard picks, something a bit different to recommend that we haven't spoken about so far?
I'm looking at my library. It's behind me as you're asking me that question. And all these books, and I'm like, wow, I am really consistent in what I read. So it's hard. I'll tell you what I will recommend. I have been reading books about the Old West of the United States. And I'm looking at a book called Bandit Heaven. And there's also another book I read about sort of the cowboys of the West and the movement of people from the East Coast of the United States to the West Coast and how they persevered through their travel to build a new life and to start fresh. And yet they found this inhospitable world of the western part of the United States and you know, the difficulties they faced and the, again, maybe you'll see a consistency, the interaction between the Native Americans and the new people moving in and how the impact on both sides. But this book is really just about cowboys and some of the famous gunfighters. So if anybody would like to read that, I found it to be fascinating. There's my wild card pick. My wild card pick is a book about cowboys and gunfighters.
Brilliant. Well, on that note, I think we can leave it there. Jim, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for visiting the UBS Global Research Pod Hub. All of Jim's essential reads will be described in this episode. If you enjoyed the episode, please tune in again and share this episode with a friend or colleague and look out for our next episode in the Essential Summer Reading Series coming soon. Thank you.
This content has been prepared by UBS AG, its subsidiaries and/or affiliates, and is purely informational in nature. It is not investment research and does not contain an investment recommendation, nor investment or professional advice. It is not an offer or solicitation to engage in any investment activity, and you should seek your own financial, tax, and legal advice before engaging in any such activity. UBS has no responsibility to you in relation to this content and has no regard to your personal circumstances or investment objectives, and receiving it does not imply any form of client relationship with UBS for any legal, regulatory, or tax purpose. This content is not intended for distribution into any jurisdiction where to do so would be contrary to law or regulation. UBS does not accept any liability over the content of such material or reliance upon any information contained herein. The views and opinions expressed by any guest speaker or third party are not those of UBS. Accordingly, UBS does not accept liability over any such views and opinions expressed by such persons. This content is the valuable intellectual property of UBS, and UBS specifically prohibits the redistribution of it in whole or in part without its prior written permission. UBS 2025. The key symbol and UBS are among the registered and unregistered trademarks of UBS. All rights reserved.